It's a disco-themed Bachelorette weekend for episode 5. We have Botox, a juice cleanse, and our first ever stripper. We are so excited to talk to you guys right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I was going
to... Yes, oh, yeah!
I wish it was Saturday. Da, da, da.
Just looking forward to the weekend. Because we're trying to stay alive.
Literally ooh, trying to stay ooh, alive.
Ooh, ooh. Hey guys, how's it going? Party! It's episode 5 for Bachelorette Weekend. I'm your host, Sarah Sirio. And to my left, I have...
Caroline Bear.
Perfect.
Staying alive.
How are you guys doing? Comment.
You just saw us if you were tuned in before.
We are talking the latest Bachelorette Weekend episode, and I'm pretty excited because this was a good one compared to last week's, which was an epic fail, and we'll never talk about it again. So we're going to move to the positivity. Caroline, what are your thoughts?
Okay, and I mentioned this in our last episode. I felt like these girls had the best Bachelorette Weekend yet had the smallest budget, which shows you can make the most of your experience and you don't need to, you know, like go all out. But I also think that the batch team compensated for that mm-hmm. by paying for a lot of the services or like kind of working mm-hmm. deals out. So I don't know. I just, that rubbed me the wrong way a little bit.
And also the fact that they lived in Nashville, where the rest of them always traveled to Nashville, and they're, like, local, so it's, like, they know everything, and it's just, like, they didn't, you know. They still, I feel like, were the most humble of all of the bridal people we've seen.
They also seemed like they were, like, really close.
Yeah,
do you ever feel like sometimes with the bigger bridal parties, they're friends from different walks of life? I feel like that'll be what my bridal party is, you know? Like, it's like friends from college versus friends from high school. And they don't necessarily know each other that well. It felt like this group was really close-knit. Mm-hmm. However, I will say, and I'm sorry, like, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I was not a fan of Jessica. The maid of honor, mm-hmm. not a fan.
I mean,
everything was about her.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of maid of honors try to do that.
It is not your day, honey. Your day will maybe come. Maybe you'll be like a 27 dresses situation, but it's not your day. Don't steal the spotlight from your best friend.
I feel like some maid of honors do that because they just want to like make the bride super happy. And it's like, I get that, but it's also like you need to realize what she wants. And if she specifically said, which we'll get to,
no,
she doesn't stripper. Want something, then like just don't do it.
Okay, but this is where I agree with that statement. But Jessica said a little something for me in like to Nicole, I think.
At the beginning. Yeah.
Which in no way, shape, or form is her looking out for her. The bride. It's literally her looking out for herself. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe the stripper thing, it seemed like the bride, Emily, was against the stripper because her husband-to-be, Chris, would be like, no way.
Yeah.
So actually more on that later, but I don't know. I thought that the whole weekend was really odd. It was a bunch of things that I would not have done. Botox being one of them, which I still to this minute, I don't understand that. What did you think of the weekend?
Well, I thought that it was interesting to see that like a party canceled. So then they had to like last minute try to find one. I don't know why they were so desperate trying to find one. But that just threw me a little. I just feel like they were like, we need to find one.
Well,
like,
when you're $40,000 in debt.
So I get it. But then, yes, JJ came in all up on his high horse. He knew what he knew the good deed he was doing. So he found this girl that he knew in Nashville who wanted a bachelor party.
Yeah, he knew Jessica, I guess.
So then...
Or maybe he knew Emily. I don't know.
I liked this episode because you got to see... I know this is not what they normally do, but, like, you got to see Nicole, like, go to the house because she doesn't normally make house calls. Like, meet with the maid of honor, meet with the bride, got to see, like, what she wanted. So that was nice because I felt like we saw a little bit more of, like, what they do, if that was it in person.
Yeah.
Like a consultation kind of.
It makes it seem more like a legitimate business.
Yeah, no,
you know?
Totally.
I don't know. I thought that the pace of this, it seemed like things were moving slower, but they still accomplished everything that they wanted to get done. Mm-hmm. I did think that this episode was a little bit weird with it focusing maybe to compensate for the lack of activities and the last minuteness of the bachelorette party with the juice cleanse on the side and like the bet. I didn't really get that. I mean, I am not with the times and I am with Liz on the fact that I would never, ever want to do a juice cleanse ever, ever. Let me say that one more time. I'm never doing a juice cleanse. I love a good Actually, I don't really drink juice, so like
I love a good juice.
I love a good juice. No, I'm just thinking. I one time in my entire life, I had the best watermelon juice I've ever had. It was sublime. But I don't know. Other than that, I didn't get the juice cleanse.
No, I mean, I think they were just trying to like have us connect with the whole employees.
But yeah, I didn't get it.
That is what it is. What did you think of the disco theme that the bride chose? I didn't see it in the decorations.
There was a disco ball and there was a lot of like flashiness. Mm. I felt like it was more of a red carpet theme because everywhere they went, there was a red carpet. But they said, or the bride said, you know, we are red carpet on a beer budget. So she said food was less important and that high end liquor was more important.
So I can dig.
But so I didn't really see I don't even think I saw food.
No.
There were really definitely drinks in hand. I'm sorry, like the majority of this episode seemed to focus around the Botox and I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, Botox and a low budget just do not mix at all. To me, that was just a red flag because I was like, if you want to do Botox, okay, whatever, do you, boo. But I'm not going to do it if I have a low budget because I'm not going to end up on Botched.
Thank you. Robbie was like, we're going to have to find, or Nicole initially said, we'll try to like find a deal. Mm-hmm. You don't want to find a deal when you're getting plastic surgery. No. That is your face. And what I don't understand is after the Botox, they went and had a photo shoot.
Because
when you get Botox, you cannot move your face.
Well,
so I don't know what kind of fast acting Botox this was. I am like Robbie. I know nothing about Botox, but she was living for her life. She was so happy.
She was so happy. And I think that just made me happy.
Yeah.
She was loving, like she didn't care. She was getting needles in her face. She was smiling through
it. She wasn't crying or
anything. She was so excited. And I thought their activities, that the Botox being one, and then the photo shoot that also JJ, shout out to, he was feeling himself probably this week. JJ decided to put a photo shoot together, which I'm like, dude, that's what you should do
every week
for them. That's like your job. You take photos.
Gussying up all the girls, getting their makeup and hair done. That's so fun and amazing memories. Like, I feel like that would be really cute if you had a photo booth every time or just, I don't know. I feel like JJ's so often just seen in the corner in the club just taking pictures in the club. I'm so weird. But I did not like JJ acting all elite and being like, Nicole, Liz, where are you?
Yes.
JJ, are you for real? And I'm sure he got so much heat for this. Dude, when have you ever showed up on time for anything? And his whole reasoning was, but there were clients.
Mm-hmm.
Clients or not, you're still working a job.
Right.
And you need to be professional at all times. Mm-hmm. That's my take.
I don't think that it was valid for JJ to get upset at all, but, you know, the photo turned out well. They gave it to the bride and her party at the end.
Cute.
Which was really sweet. I like when they do little stuff like that. We totally forgot to talk about the butler at the beginning. What was it called?
The butler in the buff. That sounds like a an episode of like a criminal show or something. I don't know what that was.
Was living for that moment when it was just Rachel in the apartment and she was so uncomfortable because she was.
I thought she was going to start crying.
She knew. She was so awkward. She knew the butler was coming and then the butler finally came, so uncomfortable. Then JJ's there, but then Rachel leaves JJ with this half-naked dude. And it's just like JJ, the butler, and his camera.
it was really JJ, the butt, and then the tacos, like, at one point. But actually, the tacos were coming from the girls. My favorite part was when JJ had to go around the butler's backside and, like, tighten the bow tie. I think a tear was shed. Yeah. I was laughing so hard. I can't imagine being in that situation. Kudos to you, JJ, really taking one for the team. Mm-hmm. But then all the girls came back in. And the best part is when the girls realize he's chapless, basically.
Emily's, her facial expressions were so funny. The bride, she was great. I think she, like, secretly loves it, but, like, knows that that's not what her now husband wanted. So, I thought that was all they were going to get until we got to the end. And there was more to come, which I think was totally for Jessica. I thought the beginning was still, like, a little bit tasteful, right?
I thought that it was interesting because Batch Weekend said, you know, we don't actually provide that service normally. Like, mm-hmm. We talked about this in the last episode. Maybe they have a contract with a limo service or hotels mm-hmm. in the state of Tennessee, but they don't with a stripping company.
Stripping company.
So, I was really surprised that they were able to, you know, Nicole was able to pull that out of her bag, maybe with her own personal experience. But I was not expecting what came later at all. And I did not like it.
No.
I did not like it at all.
And what's to come? We are going to tell you after we give you a little sweet message for you guys.
That was a great throw, Sarah. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other YouTube pages as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thanks for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thank you so much, guys. Subscribe, comment. We love to hear from you. Listen to us on the podcast.
Best fans.
Best in the world. So they had the Botox. They did the
photo shoot.
And then basically they just went to different bars, mm-hmm. I feel like. Which I don't know if they've ever been to since we said before they live in Nashville, but it seemed like they had a great time. Again, Emily on her last night.
It was the first night. It was the first night. She was stumbling so hard.
Oh, yes.
Stumbling so hard. And it was a throwback to, like, the premiere episode with that craziness.
But at least no one ran away. Like, they were tame.
Oh, she was walking very fast. And
yeah.
Another gem moment was when... It was like a split second on camera, so you had to really notice it. But Emily and her badges get back to the house or the hotel, and she tries to open the door and just completely takes a tumble.
I didn't see it.
Oh my goodness, it was so brilliant. And there was like a batch holding her, and they were both basically like sideways. That's funny.
But I feel like they had two really good nights. They had that night, and then mm-hmm. they had their last night where Emily was head to toe disco attire, like
she felt like Britney Spears.
I know, jumpsuit. They also that's when I remember the red carpet coming out of the car.
It was at many. They had mm-hmm. it at the when they got there. They had it like at the hotel. They had it at the photo shoot, and I wasn't really getting it. But straight up with that blonde hair, she looked like a 2000. And five, Britney Spears.
Yeah, I know. She looked good, Emily. And then they seemed to be having a good time.
They went to a rooftop.
Yeah, the drinks were going. They were sitting outside.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Then I'm like, Jessica, her maid of honor, got arrested. Or was about to get arrested.
Okay.
She did it.
Oh, thank you so much. There it is.
I thought, Jessica, I'll give it to you. Pretty good acting, not going to lie.
All right.
Caroline doesn't think
so. I'm not pleased with this. I watch way too many crime shows to know that the way the police officer was behaving, there was something awry. I was like, there is no way a police officer on camera would grab a woman like that. I don't get his getup didn't really look normal because it just said police on the top of the hat. I was like doing some investigative journalism. I didn't like the fact that he was like, and who are you? And who are you? And what is your opinion? And why are you talking? Well, it all made sense when he was like, well, if you're the bride,
I know,
let me give you a little show.
That was amazing. And how they described it, it was a stripper, if you guys were wondering.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't catch on, it was a stripper. And her face, Emily's face went from terror, like she knew that Chris, her fiance, didn't want this. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I thought and we already had
She went like this. She was like, my hands are not touching. My hands are not touching.
It goes from that to her, like, pure excitement. And she's, like, smacking him. And then she's, like, on him, you know?
No,
like,
no, she wasn't that bad. She only made it rain with pretend money.
And so then I think it got a little.
But then it definitely got a little, yeah. PG-13. She smacked him with the
whip.
No, it's not a whip. It's like it's a bar that policemen carry. Oh, I don't know what it's called. It's like a crowbar.
Oh, crowbar. Oh, that's,
I think,
hard.
It was a plastic one.
I know, it's not, but I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. I did not like that part at all.
No.
And I'm wondering if the Batch Weekend people knew that was happening. I would love to know that.
It looked, from their faces, I would have to say I'm not sure about that because they seemed a little shocked.
Liz, they kind panned of. To Liz and she looked really shocked, but other people were just like, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like they must have, the other bachelorettes must have known, like they had known they were going to Botox, but the bride didn't. I still don't understand that, but they must have known the stripper was coming because if my friend was about to get arrested, I would not be that calm, nor would and this was Emily, the bride, go up to the police. I need you to calm down, sir. Like, you can't that say that amazing. To a police
she
officer.
She was so good.
But she was so, like, chill. And she was a true homie showing up for her friend.
Yeah. I think they had a great weekend. Emily should be really excited. No wonder. I mean,
it
they
was
got
last minute.
I know. They got 5 stars, which Robbie was super excited about. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't have expected anything less from them. They seemed really sweet and really nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Nicole was like, I'm really sad. I can't hang out with them more. I was like, dude, get your own friends. Sorry. That's a little bit that's a little bit
What
bitter,
did you think, though, but about when they were having their meeting at the end, like they mm-hmm. always do, and JJ had the cojones to call out Nicole like that, saying that she wasn't on time in front of Robbie, though? Do you think it was to, like, help him?
If you've been watching Bachelorette Recap by us on AfterBuzz, you know I have very strong opinions. And I thought that was absolutely unnecessary, uncalled yeah. for, super rude, super petty, super below the belt. Sorry, man. Not here for it. Don't like that. I think it's only creating more conflict.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem with somebody, like, first try to work it out with just the two of you, then take it to your boss. Don't just show the person mm-hmm. or basically throw the person out to dry. I think I just used two different metaphors. Basically, don't throw somebody under the bus in front of your entire company. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
I totally thought they nipped it in the butt when they talked about it. And they were like, dude, come on, calm down. We're just trying to show you what you do. And then he just had to bring it up. I think he did it to look good in front of Robbie. But it's like, okay, whatever. Did you also notice? I don't know. It kind of was like really fast. But Rachel had a little moment to shine when she was saying that they need to dress up. Which, me personally, I was like, yes, Rachel. I do agree with you.
And that was right? when Nicole, so that's why I don't feel bad for, you know, telling Nicole to get new friends. She made a rude comment to Rachel. She was like, sorry, I don't look like I'm going to Sunday brunch or my Sunday best.
Yeah,
and I'm like, look, at least she looks professional.
No,
where
it's
true. She was wearing the lumberjack shirt.
She was like, did you sleep with like a lumberjack or
and
something?
She said an oversized lumberjack.
That's hilarious. It's like, I get it. They have a very calm, comfy work environment, which is great, awesome. But I mm-hmm. do think when they're in front of the people that
yeah.
give them money for what they're supposed to do, they should look approachable. And like,
sometimes I've noticed Liz wears a blazer.
Yeah.
And like Nicole didn't look 100 the morning of Sunday morning when all the festivities mm-hmm. were done. But she, like, looked nice
when they
were going out yeah. and stuff. So it kind of, like, you got to maintain mm-hmm. an equilibrium of just be consistent, because it was like plummet.
Mm-hmm. Super, super plummet. So then at the table, they obviously talked about the bonus like they do every mm-hmm. week. Did you assume it was going to be who it was, or did you have someone else in mind?
I felt like they were setting up from last week to this week who it was going to be. So I just, yeah, I knew it was going to be who won. Did you?
Yeah. It's because
JJ.
JJ, you know.
Congrats, because you finally won the bonus you've been boasting about.
And I mean, if anything, just know that if you just put that little bit of effort in with the photo shoots and stuff, you'd probably get it more often. I just thought he, you know.
I'm anti-bonus, so I'm just anti this whole, like,
I'm surprised
situation.
Because Robbie finally came out and told his employees about the debt that he's in. I was expecting more of like a, oh, well, here's the bonus back. No, I'm just kidding. Not that. I'm just saying a more of like
a reaction.
Yeah. I just feel like they were just like, so we got to work harder, or like, well, we need to.
Liz was like, well, what does this mean for my future and my career? JJ was like, I'm really glad you shared this information with us. JJ, you knew about this weeks ago when you had your little private lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of like what's to come and, you know, everything, I would be interested to see if this is a conversation that is revealed later to the mm-hmm. girls that he already knew JJ, the company, was like going downhill because right. Robbie told him. I don't know.
Ooh, good point. Well, since we're going into that, then we'll just talk about predictions now.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Well, and now you're after both.
It just hit ya. It hit ya.
What are your predictions for next week?
I'm going to say I feel like maybe we might have another bad weekend where I'm just going to put it out there. Since he exposed the debt to the employees, mm-hmm. something is going to happen where money is going to have to be spent that maybe shouldn't have, or mm-hmm. they could have prevented something that they didn't. I just have a feeling that something is going to come to a head, and they're going to bring the hammer down.
Well, we saw in the preview that Rachel got a little emotional. She mm-hmm. was like, I am always here for you and you guys didn't help me. So I'm wondering what that's about.
Sure.
I think that I'm just recalling what the initial episode and really the little sneak peeks at the end of each episode have shown us thus far. And I remember at one point, I think Nicole or Liz said to the other, you know, I'm looking for another job. So maybe batch weekend is going out of business. I don't know. We should bring up that
yes.
The show has changed tape times or air times. So yes. It's now airing Pacific time at 10:30 p.m. So we don't know what this means in terms of our after shows, unfortunately, just because our studio has crazy studio or crazy production slots, and I mean, there's just so much going on in AfterBuzz, which you guys know. So we will keep you updated with how we're proceeding in the weeks to come mm-hmm. with our after show, because we know you love Batch Weekend. We love Batch Weekend. We were all surprised to learn the airtime shifted.
For sure. Yeah. So if you just stay in contact with us on social media, you can know all about this goodness that you don't want to miss with Caroline and I. Thank you guys again so much for watching. I am your host, Sarah Cirio. You can follow me at @SCirio for all the fun and the news.
Yep. Yes. And you can follow me at Caroline J. Fair. Thanks, Sarah, for this amazing two-part, episode.
Comment, subscribe. We love to hear from you. So keep it coming.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.